Rick Kogan had a real interesting piece in the Sunday Tribune a couple of Sundays ago, or as I like to call him, Rick Kogan. And in there he said, listen, here are the names of the L stops, you know, Addison and Clark, and you go up and down whatever line it is. They're all named after men. And then he pointed out the sort of silliness of that. For instance, the Addison stop is named after Thomas Addison. He was an English physician and scientist who was born around 1793 and died in 1860, never having left his native country, save for Scotland, but giving his name to a street here and to Addison's disease, the malady that occurs when the body does not produce enough of certain hormones. Most folks don't know all of that, don't know that it's named after him, and what's that got to do with Chicago anyway? He goes on to point out some other names, and he said, and by the way, how many of these are named after women? Let's ask Janet Volk that question. Hey, Janet, how many L stops are named after women?
I think the current number would be 0.0.
You are the creator of the Women's L Project. So what's the idea here, Janet?
So the Women's L Project honors great women of Chicago's past and present in a unique way, specifically by renaming the CTA L stops after women.
Do you want to name all of the L stops or some of the L stops after women?
So, I mean, this project, it's a hypothetical idea. You know, what if the L stops were named after women? I'm not advocating renaming all the L stops after women. That would be chaotic. Maybe the CTA could put up plaques or QR codes so people could learn about the women that the Women's L Project names for each stop.
Which is what you have done for them already. Now they just need to adopt some of your ideas. You know, we have a lot of streets with two names, some of them three. You know,
exactly.
A route number, North Avenue, has two or three names as well as a route number. LSD certainly does that. That's got three names now, a route number, the old name, and the new name, and the hybrid name. So and you know, Janet, people don't like some of that either. So you're up against that, aren't you?
Well, I think that we have the honorary street names.
Right.
So something like that at L stations, you know, a plaque or something like that.
So give me an example. What would you have in mind? Give me an L stop that you would like to see go up.
Well, let me. You were talking about Addison. So Addison is renamed for Ann Harnett, Chicago born and bred. She tried out for the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. The tryouts were held at Wrigley Field. She was the first person signed. And she played third base, catcher, outfielder. And so, you know, it makes sense that Addison stop would be named for Ann Harnett.
Right, over by Wrigley Field. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah. We have a section I call the mothers. We have, literally some of these women were mothers, but we have Hazel Johnson, the mother of environmental justice movement. She's down on the red line, the 95th Street stop. Frances Glessner Lee has a green line stop. She's the mother of forensic science. These are all people, women from Chicago. Viola Spolin, the mother of improvisational theater. So if you've ever gone to Second City, watched Saturday Night Live, you have Viola Spolin to thank for teaching people how to do improv. She has a Sedgwick stop that's on Brown Line stop over by Second City.
What a fun project, right? I mean, let's then geographically find the right place for them, too.
Exactly, exactly. That was one of the challenges. And because there are some stops where it's like, oh, my gosh, there are so many women. The stop that Michelle Obama has, there were probably 12, 15 other women who could have been at that stop.
So where is the Michelle Obama stop then? That would be
She's on the red line. I forget what number.
There's Gwendolyn Brooks.
I don't have all these memorized.
Oh, well, here, I do. So I have it in front of me. You have the Gwendolyn Brooks stop, and then you have the Mahalia Jackson stop, and then Michelle Obama, Dinah Washington, Hazel Johnson. So that's pretty. I would get on the train and just ride it up and down to say I did it, to say, I went to the Michelle Obama stop. And then you're right, though, but there's no purpose in that unless we had a QR code plastered throughout the station and you could grab that and then learn about that person when you're waiting or on your way, right?
Yeah, because you know what? When you get to the platform, generally you do have to wait. So why not learn something?
You've got the Betty White on your way to Oak Park, huh?
Betty White, I don't have a whole lot of celebrities. So I got the idea from some New Yorkers who created a map where they renamed these New York City subway stops after women. They have a lot of celebrities. I mean, a lot. And I thought, you know what? I'd rather honor women who have made some type of lasting impact.
Yeah. Well, for instance, you just dropped the mother of forensic science, a Chicago woman. I don't know anything about that. Can you tell me a little bit more about that person?
Oh, fascinating story. Frances Glessner Lee. She's one of the few women on this project who grew up in wealth. I mean, great wealth. Her father was this industrialist who started International Harvester. They were super rich. There's the Glessner House in the South Loop area. You can go on tours of it.
Yeah.
That's where she grew up. At the time, she had private tutors, and one of the things that she would learn, domestic sciences, and one of the things that these rich young women would learn was how to make miniatures, like miniature rooms, diorama-type things. Like they have the Thorne miniature rooms at the Art Institute.
Sure.
So she learned how to make those, you know, grew up, got married, got divorced, which was kind of scandalous. She went off to her family retreat in New Hampshire, connected with a old family friend who was a physician who was pivoting into a new field called legal medicine, which was now forensic science. She was enthralled with what the stories he was telling her, and he was investigating crime scenes. She went back to her what she had learned as a young woman making these miniature rooms. She made miniature rooms of crime scenes, like with blood splatters and bullet holes and bodies lying on the floor. And she was really getting into this and showing, you know, this
yes.
friend of hers. And he saw that they could actually be useful
sure.
for training detectives and police officers on what to look for when you go into a crime scene. So along the East Coast, they started using these. These were called the nutshell studies of unexpected deaths.
Huh.
And they would use those to train police officers and detectives. They're still used today.
And this is a Chicago woman's effort that became...
This is Frances Glessner Lee. Yeah.
Where would her stop be? Downtown then? Would that be in the Loop?
No, she is at the McCormick Place, the Green Line McCormick Place stop.
Well,
because it's really close to her home, only a few blocks away from where she grew up.
Understood. Well, Janet Volk's on a phone line. She's the creator of this Women's L project. If the CTA doesn't adopt it or adapt it or utilize it in some fashion, you've done the homework. Is there a place for people to click on and just learn about the stops?
For sure. If you go to the website, www.womensLproject.com, explore the site. You go to Meet the Women. You click on the line that you want to explore, and you can find out information, a little mini bio about each of the women. Also, there's ways to connect with their causes, to learn more, listen to interviews that they've done with various people. It's a good place to learn about them. And, you know, some of the women are well-known, most are not, all should be. And I hope that people will look at that website and learn about these women who have not been heralded as they should.
womensLproject.com. Well, let's do this. I'm going to click around, and let's talk more next week or the week after. I've done a little homework, and we'll share more stories. How does that sound?
Sounds great, John.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Janet. Volk, womensLproject.com.